Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we take a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are taking a look at Based on a True Story. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, We've all seen the movies that claim to be based on a true story, but have you ever wondered how historically accurate they are? That's what we'll aim to find out as we compare Hollywood with history. Their website is, you guessed it, basedonatruestorypodcast.com, and we're going to listen to episode 173 right after.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go. Episode number 173 sounds a little something like this.
Hello, and welcome to Based on a True Story, the podcast that compares your favorite Hollywood movies with history. Today, we're going to be learning about the 1997 movie Donnie Brasco. And who better to help us separate fact from fiction in the movie than Donnie Brasco himself? That's right. Today, we'll be talking with retired FBI agent Joe Pistone, who's best known for his deep cover work as Donnie Brasco. And joining us will be writer, producer, actor, and friend of Joe's for 22 years, Leo Rossi. Together, Joe and Leo run a podcast called Deep Cover that dives into Joe's deep undercover work. But before we connect with Joe and Leo, let's set up our game. Two truths and a lie. If you're new to the show, here's how it works. I'm about to say three things. Two of them are true, and that means one of them is a lie.
All right, I want to stop here. So far, you have me like, wow, you've got the actual Johnny Brasco or whatever the guy's name is. So already I'm like, wow, cool street cred, and we're going to start off with a game. So this has me tied in.
Are you ready? Okay, here they are. Number one, Joe did not visit his family as frequently as we see in the movie. Number two, Joe's undercover work resulted in 100 convictions, just like the movie shows. And number three, there really was a lion. Got him? Okay, now, as you're listening to our story today, your challenge is to find the two facts scattered somewhere throughout the episode. And by a simple process of elimination, you'll be able to find out which one is a lie. And of course, we'll do a recap at the end of the episode to see how well you did. All right, now it's time to chat with Leo Rossi and Joe Pistone.
Okay, so that's interesting. So now you have me, now I want to listen to the end to see which one of those was a lie. So that's interesting. You've gamified listening to the episode.
And Joe Pistone, a.k.a. the real Donnie Brasco, about the historical accuracy of Donnie Brasco.
And we're right to the interview. So unless this goes horribly wrong in the next 10 seconds.
We'll get into some of the details about the true story behind the movie. But first, I want to ask you, Joe, what was it like the first time you saw the movie about you? Overall, do you think it did a good job of capturing the essence of the undercover operation?
Well, the first time I saw the completed movie, you know, during the course of the film, you see dailies, you know, what you shot during the day, but you don't see the whole movie. I was in the theater with Johnny Depp. It was funny because near the end, I look at him, he looked at me, and I had a couple tears in my eyes, and he had a couple tears in his eyes. Because, you know, you listen, man, they made a movie about me, you know, about the case, and it's surreal. As far as the movie goes, they were probably 85% on the money as far as reality. There are some scenes in the movie that strictly Hollywood, and if I may, to your listeners that may have seen the movie or going to see the movie, Donnie Brasco, is that I never slapped my wife. That actually was not in the original script. That was put in on the day. I never slapped my wife. We never went to a psychiatrist. Because I never was home that much to go to a psychiatrist with her. And I didn't have a bag of $300,000 in a bag.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. This is a great podcast start. This whole show is about, you know, making a good first impression. So you did a great explanation of what the show is about. You explained what the movie is that you're going now. I've never seen the movie Donnie Brasco. I want to go watch it now after watching this. And you had that cool little gamification. You got right to the interview, and the interview sounded great. And I thought that was a great first question. Because if you think about it, this is somebody who is watching their life in a movie. What did you think of it? I thought that was a great first question. Not, when did you get into acting? You know, let's get into the backstory of this person. No, we're here to talk about the movie. What did you think about the movie, and was it accurate? And you, that's the first question. So for me, for all the people that think Dave hates every podcast that he listens to, no. Now, I'm not, this is interesting. This is one of those where the title of your episode is going to be huge, because this is a kind of podcast that I'm going to cherry pick the movies that I go, oh yeah, how accurate was that Queen movie, or how accurate was, I don't know, Titanic and things of that nature. So this is where your titles are going to be really, really important. So I don't, like, don't get cute and say something like a really cool movie about, you know, Titanic because of the whole iceberg and stuff like that. But all in all, I thought this was a great, you know, the whole point of this is the first impression. And you got the show in, you got it interesting, and then you got right to the content, and the content was good. So kudos to that. If you want to hear the end of this or go check out more, you know, information on this, it's super easy. All you have to do is go over to basedonatruestorypodcast.com. And if you'd like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Get Reviewed button right there on the top. And that is going to do it for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Join me on my mission to rid the world of boring podcasts. Take care.